This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, May 17, for our good. Our reading comes from John chapter 16. All this I have told you, so that you will not fall away. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this, so that when their time comes, you will remember that I warned you about them. I did not tell you this from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. None of you asks me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief, because I have said these things. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. When we first hear these words of Jesus, we may wonder how his going away could be for our good. He often taught, in fact, that following him can bring trouble and hardship. How can that be good? This question may seem especially relevant today. Many Christians around the world face persecution and even death for following Jesus. And in places where persecution is not so obvious, following Jesus still means sacrifice. As Peter once said to Jesus, "We have left everything to follow you." But when Jesus ascended to heaven, he was no longer physically present with his followers. How could that be a good thing? Looking back, his first disciples would remember Jesus' words on the night before his death, when he addressed this concern. He said that his ascension would open the way for the Holy Spirit to come to them. Jesus' followers would no longer need him to be physically present on earth, with all the limits that his humanity imposed. The subtitle of a recent book explains, "The Spirit inside you is better than Jesus beside you." Because Jesus has returned to the Father, we feel God's presence even more powerfully as the Spirit comes to live in us. This is sometimes hard to believe when we face the hardships of life, but it is God's promise for our good. Do you believe this? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, fill us with your Spirit and help us to know your presence within us. Guide us to live for the Father's glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.